Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, there's no doubt about it, the young people are in mourning today. Many of them have been up all night scrolling on the news about Liam Payne's death online. It is one of those days, and the story of that rapid-fire fame that the One Direction kids endured from 2010 onwards is one that follows the tweenage and teenage years of Irish people who are now in their 20s, early 30s at most. And the added tragedy, of course, is that Liam, he was in Argentina. The reason he was there was for his pal Niall Horan's final shows on his world tour. The two of them still friends, despite all that impossible boy band fame that they tore most of the young lads apart. And everyone is thinking naturally of Liam Payne's family, his seven-year-old son Bear that he had with Cheryl Cole. And Liam, he came from very ordinary, humble roots. Your heart would also go out to Niall Horan and his family in Mullingar as well, their lives being upended for sure. And it is a worldwide story. It's on the front of the American media websites across Latin America this morning. It has obviously swamped the news across the water in Britain. He grew up in Wolverhampton and he was a son of a nurse and a tradesman. And it's an extraordinary tale, a very, very sad end to it. 2008, Liam Payne, he was only 14 years of age. And he auditioned for The X Factor in front of Simon Cowell, Cheryl Cole, Louis Walsh, and Danny Minogue. And he was cut from the competition earlier because he was too young. But he returned at the age of 16. And it's a video that has gone globally viral overnight.
Liam, how are you?
How are you, Simon? You all right?
Nice to see you.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been a while. 2 years, yeah?
2 years, yeah, 2 years.
You look a little bit like Justin Bieber.
I like that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
How far did you get the last time, Liam?
Well, I was here in 2008 and I made it through to Simon's house in Barbados, which was wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you.
And he didn't pick you?
No, he didn't pick me.
Do you think he made a mistake or did he do the right thing?
No. As always, everybody says in this show, I do think Simon did the right thing because I was really young and I wasn't ready. And now I'm 16, I'm back and I'm ready to give it another shot.
Liam, good for you. And I'm glad you come back.
I'm glad I've come back too.
And that was, you know, what happened next. One Direction happened and the group didn't actually even win X Factor. They came third in a final watched by 17 million people, but they were soon the most successful act ever from the show. It's a very familiar story. It's a kid picked out of working class roots, too quickly made into a megastar with riches he could never possibly fathom. And we remember Stephen Gately, of course, who died 15 years ago. His anniversary was, in fact, just this day last week. He was 33 years old. Liam Payne, it was very obvious he had issues with alcohol. He spoke about them quite a bit 5 years ago. I found this bit this morning. He said this to the Sunday Times. I had my first drink when I was 19. And we all know how that goes. He goes on to say, we really enjoyed our fame and success when One Direction started. Towards the end, we coped with it badly. There's a photo of me in a hotel surrounded by 15,000 people outside. It felt like Michael Jackson levels of fame. You couldn't leave the hotel. You couldn't go anywhere. And that's when you start to develop issues. At the height of our success, I realised there was no one really there to help me. When I was 18 or 19, a fire broke out in my flat. My friend was burnt, had fainted. I put him in an ambulance. I didn't know if he would live or die. My girlfriend was put into another ambulance and I was in a police car. Looking back at my home, thinking I had lost absolutely everything, the policeman turned around and asked me for an autograph. I didn't know how to react, to be honest, so I just signed something to be rid of it. But it was quite crazy. It's extraordinary, extraordinary stuff that they had to endure. And after One Direction, the band members, it broke up. Liam Payne would say they almost came to blows. It was such a period of turmoil for them all. And they pursued their solo careers. Liam Payne was the third of the band to make what turned out to be his only album. It was called LP1. And he didn't do much in terms of albums since then. A comeback single, Teardrops, released March of this year. It didn't reach the charts, and there were reports a second solo album and a documentary about his life was put on hold. That was all this year. He had health troubles as well. 2021, he spoke with Steve Bartlett. You'll know him from the podcast Diary of a CEO. And there, Liam talked about his battles.
Is there a moment where you look back and say that was the lowest moment for me? That was the pivotal moment?
I had a few of them. I was worried how far my rock bottom was going to be. Where's rock bottom for me? And you would never have seen it. I'm very good at hiding it. No one would have ever seen it. But rock bottom, I mean, I don't even know if I hit it yet. You know what I mean? I feel like it's like one of those little graphs you see when it's like, oh, have we hit the support, the market support? Yeah, are we there? At least the support level. Oh my God. You know, it's the same thing. So it feels like I can either make that choice now and pick my last moment as my rock at the bottom, or I can make a new one and make a whole new low as my choice.
Oh, it all just seems terribly sad now when you listen back only 3 years ago. For the whole generation, as I was talking about, the youngsters around us, they grew up with One Direction and social media. It's all part of the one big kind of blob of fame and pop stars for that group of people. And he's such a young fella, it was inevitable that he would be online just a few hours before he died. And I'll play for you now. This is the very small, seemingly insignificant video at the time that he put on Snapchat. And he was with his girlfriend in Buenos Aires, starting out a day that he wouldn't live to see end.
Morning, everybody. A lovely day here in Argentina. This is the breakfast table. Just enjoying coffee and breakfast, even though it's like 1 p.m.
Literally, we sleep in every day until at least 12. We're such losers.
No.
No?